WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new Coneheads movie starring Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin just opened. It's based on the sketch they originated on Saturday Night Live in the 70s about an extraterrestrial family that winds up living in suburbia, trying to act normal, consuming mass quantities of junk food. Critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Coneheads is a real surprise. Watching it, you can't believe how thin it always is. Dan Aykroyd and Saturday Night Live writer Tom Davis dreamed up these characters 17 years ago. And obviously haven't thought about him much since Aykroyd left the show in 1979. But when Wayne's World became a hit, all the old SNL characters were up for re-exploitation, at least the ones played by actors who aren't real busy right now. The Conehead family's story of involuntary exile on this planet is one version of the modern pop myth. It's the story of the man who fell to Earth, of Superman, Sun Ra, and my favorite Martian. The Coneheads movie was directed by Steve Barron, who made the first Ninja Turtles picture, and he doesn't fill in much detail about the culture of the planet Remulac or the lives of Beldar and Primat before they crash-landed on Earth. Instead, they're being chased by a stock government bad guy, an immigration op played with conscientious gusto by Michael McKean. Daughter Connie Conehead, now played by Michelle Burke, is much more the typical Earth teenager who thinks her parents are square. The original Connie, Lorraine Newman, is around for about 4 seconds. As usual, the humorless and often hostile Coneheads blend in with Earthlings with all the grace of a foreign tourist in a small town. They run into scores of Saturday Night Livers, past and present, conspicuously David Spade and Chris Farley, and into other NBC regulars. Here's Aykroyd and Jane Curtin interacting with their suburban neighbors, played by Lisa Jane Persky and Seinfeld's Jason Alexander.
Beldar, is that you?
Correct.
Bell. Right. Yeah, buddy, you got a minute?
Of course.
The damn lawnmower won't start. You know, you're so darn good with machinery. Would you mind taking a look at
that? I do not mind.
Greetings, Lisa. Ah, excellent crop of decorative growth.
You're being nice.
Yes.
Standard 3 horsepower, internal combustion, chlorophyll stock slicer. There is fuel in the device.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of gas in there. I just can't get the damn thing to kick over.
Perhaps you and Larry will join us for consumption of mass quantities this weekend. We will ignite our new flame pit and char some mammal flesh for you.
That sounds like fun. I'll make some coleslaw.
Ah, coleslaw. We will enjoy it.
That really catches the movie's headlong pace and crackling wit. Coneheads is never as stupid as that business in Jurassic Park, where the fuse box for the control room is 3 miles out in the jungle. But it doesn't comb the immigrant experience or anything else for real laughs. It plods along like Beldar, a character who encases Dan Aykroyd like cement. The Dragnet remake was a lousy movie, but Aykroyd's Jack Webb imitation was so uncannily detailed you could watch just that. Putting Beldar on the big screen just shows how little texture he had all along. They were all more real on TV. It's only when the Coneheads return to planet Remulac that the movie comes alive for a few minutes. According to publicity, Aykroyd and Tom Davis thought up these characters after visiting Easter Island. You see the connection on Remulac, finally glimpsing a genuinely alien sensibility. The ornate capital looks like something out of a Terry Gilliam movie, Brazil, or The Adventures of Baron Munchausen. What Coneheads needed was a director like that, someone with an eye for rhyming imagery, a director who might have made something of the resemblance between the cone and the egg that hatched Ridley Scott's Alien. That version of Coneheads would have been more expensive, but maybe Jane Curtin wouldn't have looked so embarrassed all the time.
Kevin Whitehead is a critic and record annotator living in New York. He also reviews jazz recordings for Fresh Air.